From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In the West Bank and Gaza Strip, the forces of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat continue to arrest Palestinian militants. The Palestinian Authority announced large numbers of arrests today in the city of Hebron. In Gaza, a 21-year-old Hamas supporter was shot and killed during a protest after the spiritual leader of Hamas was placed under house arrest by Palestinian police. Israel and the U.S. are demanding that Arafat do even more to crack down on the people responsible for terrorist attacks in Israel. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports now that fears are growing about Arafat's ability to hang on to power.
Scenes of police clubbing Palestinian demonstrators once again flashed across television screens in Gaza and the West Bank today. Only this time, those wielding the clubs were other Palestinians. Former Israeli Foreign Minister Shlomo Ben-Ami says Arafat has reached a point he has so often managed to avoid in the past, that position where all his choices are painful ones.
His dilemma is very serious. He has to decide between war against Israel or civil war. If he wants indeed to control fully the militant organizations and the people that Israel asked him to arrest, he needs to be much more assertive.
Today saw the reemergence of diplomacy in the region. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Maher met with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni met with Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres and with Arafat. Palestinian officials said Zinni's message was unchanged, that Arafat must act decisively against Hamas and Islamic Jihad and rein in the violence against Israelis. It's a message that is increasingly rejected by rank-and-file Palestinians. A recent poll from the Birzeit University in the West Bank city of Ramallah shows Arafat's declining fortunes and the simultaneous rise in popularity of Islamic groups such as Hamas, which advocate only one policy toward Israel, armed resistance without compromise. In Ramallah, Palestinian activist Mustafa Barghouti says to understand why average Palestinians are throwing their support to the radicals, you need to stand with them and be humiliated by Israeli soldiers at checkpoints, or see them lose their jobs because the roadblocks stand between them and the workplace.
So for 7 years people were waiting for the results of peace to appear, and nothing has happened. All they've seen is expansion of settlements, increased oppression of the Palestinian people, very serious deterioration of their situation, economic situation and others, and then the election of extremists like Sharon to be leaders of Israel.
Israelis say the hardships imposed on Palestinians are the inevitable result of Arafat's decision to permit militants to target civilians with suicide bombings, drive-by shootings, and mortar attacks. The Israeli public, too, has cooled on the peace process, to the point that the main challenger to Sharon right now, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is even further to the right. In that situation, Palestinians are turning to their own extremists. But Mustafa Barghouti says that doesn't mean they've rejected compromise permanently.
There is still a very huge democratic bulk in the middle, which still supports the peace process and would like to see Palestine as an independent democratic state.
But in the current atmosphere, those people are staying silent and watching Arafat do battle with fellow Palestinians. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.